Welcome to Smart Cherry's Thoughts. This is Sai from India. Yeah, hi.
Hey. You're here with Kazi.
Thank you, Kazi, for giving me opportunity to interview you for my channels.
No problem. Happy to be here.
So I've gone through your profile. I can see you're into coding. So I thought to tell about your work to my audience.
Yeah, I pretty much do a little bit of everything right now. I freelance. I do mostly contract work, do IT work. But as far as coding goes, I'm just working on a lot of projects. I just finished a project for basically a platform that will help people find healthier food. It's called Eat Real Food Again, so you can find that out there. I was one of the principal coders on that project. And now I'm working on something that I have an NDA on. I can't really talk about in depth too much.
So you're from?
I'm from Oakland, California. Born in Japan, raised in the Bay Area, and now in Los Angeles.
So what's your background? Do you have tech background?
I've just been writing code a very long time. I picked up C++ to create video games, to learn how to write video games at 14. I've been building computers, hardware since 11. I was basically just raised around software engineers and people who were always into computers. So I just took that natural inquisitive nature that I have and applied it to tech, and I haven't looked back. I actually coded a long time just for my own personal business ventures, being an entrepreneur. And I recently, maybe about 3 years ago, started taking it seriously as a career path, and it's worked out well.
So you own a business?
I own a few different businesses. I had a dispensary in Oakland, California. I was the second black dispensary owner in Oakland, California. Still own currently a record label. Also have a consultation company called Onyx Unlimited. So I'm a serial entrepreneur, always doing something.
So how is working for different companies on different domains?
I like it. I enjoy a fast-paced and ever-changing environment. I prefer to be always busy. I don't like downtime. So being able to switch between projects when I don't have something to do really helps me stay busy.
So both all the businesses are technology?
One is music, one is cannabis, and the other is technology.
Okay, so how is working in technology from long time?
I like it. I feel like the tech space is one of the best spaces to work in, just because of the environment, the culture, for the most part. Unless you're like working at one of these huge fangs where they're just like all over you, it's really cool. You get to learn new things, build with people, apply your knowledge that you already have, and you get to teach people. So the tech space is awesome, and it pays well. So why not?
So what kind of projects you worked for, technology projects?
Mostly web apps at the moment. Just creating different web apps, bringing different product ideas to life, front and back end mostly.
So what skill set you have?
Right now, I really work with a lot of things. Python, C++, C#, JavaScript, of course React, Next.js is really my go-to at this moment. SQL, what else do I really use on a daily basis? CSS, of course, and that's pretty much what I use every day.
So I can see you are into technology from a long time. So what do you say about the constant change that is happening?
I love it. I love the constant change. I love AI. I love the fact that these tools are coming around to help developers get their jobs done faster. I don't feel threatened by AI. I don't feel like AI is coming to take my job, just because when you use AI, you see how flawed it actually is. If you're not at least a programmer who has a solid foundation, you won't be able to use it to create anything useful. So I encourage AI.
So one request is you're going out of the frame.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Back in the frame.
Yeah. So how is managing different domains? Because you're working on different technology tools and your expertise is in different languages. So how do you able to manage projects which are different from each other?
Well, the one thing that I try to tell people about coding, period, is that fundamentals remain constant throughout most languages, unless you get some crazy off-the-wall language. But your fundamentals are the same throughout all languages for coding. If you can take those fundamentals and grind them and learn them, then picking up the nuances and syntax differences for these other languages is quite simple, way easier than if you just don't know the fundamentals and you're trying to learn React, or you're trying to, you know, learn JavaScript even, and you don't know the fundamentals, you'll have a hard time, and it'll be impossible for you to move to any other language before you've completely mastered the fundamentals. And that's basically how I do it. I'm about to start learning Ruby soon for another job, and I've been looking forward to that because I've heard great things about Ruby, but haven't had a chance to work with it. So that's one thing I'm looking forward to.
So communicating with computer and communicating with people as an entrepreneur. So what do you like, and how do you do this?
Well, I use my phone a lot for communications, for like daily activities, and then also Google Meets and, you know, Teams. These things just bring collaboration to a whole new level. You know, back when we were running LAN services, this wasn't even possible. We just kind of had to go look at the other person's computer and see what was happening. So screen sharing, you know, GitHub, all of these, you know, version control systems, all of these things are great tools and great helps. And coding has become a lot easier, I think, over the years than it used to be, just because of access to knowledge, access to other people who can help, and different tools.
So you are from Japan and you are living in US and you have three countries connection. So how do you define yourself being connecting with three different places?
Yeah, I've been a lot of places in the world. I've lived in a couple different places in the United States. I don't know. I don't really define myself basically like that. I'm pretty much just where I am when I am, making it happen.
But what do you like, working with computers or working with people? Business or job?
Both can be beneficial, you know, but business is definitely, I would say, more rewarding, for sure.
So how do you develop that business skills?
Practice. I don't think there's really, truly even like a course you can take, or like all these courses are nice, but business is something that you have to do in order to really be good at it, because there's so many different things that change every day, and it's also a relationship type of thing. So if you're not actively practicing business, it's almost impossible for you to be any good at it.
So you worked on web applications. So what is exciting you to do it?
I just love technology, and I love bringing applications to life on the web. And definitely right now, I'm seeing the value in being able to use web apps just directly on your phone without having to port it to something like React Native or, you know, Android SDK. So I'm really enjoying making these apps on the web and making them ultra accessible to people as to where before they weren't necessarily.
So you have been in technology from a long time, and you are seeing how the things have been changed in last few years. So the internet usage and the more connectivity, the world is interconnected because of internet and the applications today. So you are the evidence for the change that happened in the internet. So how you feel seeing this?
I love it. You know, I'm still waiting to see what Web3 does exactly, because I was pretty early in Web3, just developing and seeing what I could make. And I really enjoyed the space a lot, but couldn't necessarily define the use case entirely without regulation. So I'm just excited to see where it goes from here. Like I'm happy with where we were before and how far we've come. I remember using AOL Instant Messenger and all of those things. So it's like, it's amazing to see what we've been able to accomplish in such a short amount of time.
So you use cloud?
Currently, just a little bit. Edge functions, I'll be using AWS a little bit more, probably first quarter of next year. But yeah, looking forward to getting into that more as well.
So, how do you use this for applications, the web application that you work for? Because I'm sure you might have worked for the application which belongs to different industries.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I haven't used AWS too much. Mostly what I use is Supabase, Edge functions, different things like that. And it's been very helpful in that case, but I haven't gotten too much into it.
So how is working for different industries applications?
Well, I love it. I don't really mind the industry too much as far as like it's a cool idea that can help people. As long as it's useful and a good idea, then I'm down to try to build it.
So how do you interact with your teammates?
Mostly through the phone and Google Meets on a daily basis, and Slack. You know, Slack's always a good place to drop in notes. But those are the big three, like telephone, Slack, Google Meets.
So why development?
You know, it's just something that I've always been passionate about. I like creating things. I like building things, even outside of code. Like, I'm like building and fixing cars as well. Anything where I can really create something is where I find value. And then I feel like tech is just the future. So it's like if you can build something here, you can kind of create a way for yourself to make a living for until you're dead, until you can no longer code it anymore.
So I'm sure you might have worked for applications which has different scales. Small, mid-level, and large. So what is the difference?
You know, I leave that to the cybersecurity guys. I just try to follow the protocol for that. Cybersecurity has gotten so crazy these days, but I've noticed that a lot of the techniques are mainly just, you know, social engineering these days. There's not a whole lot of, you know, injections anymore. Like, people are starting to patch up these ports and make it harder for the hackers to get in. But I've just noticed, you know, social engineering is what to watch out for, what I've been looking out for.
So the real world and the virtual world. So how do you define those? Because the world has become internet today.
Absolutely. I've done work with IoT. Some small cybersecurity things with, like, you know, RFID and, you know, NFC chips. But I think they're becoming one and the same. Once you're able to kind of take this data that you can collect in the real world and, you know, use tech to, I would say, enhance or make it better or more efficient, then that's where the lines kind of become blurred. But they definitely, one can help the other and vice versa.
So you work with AI?
I do work with AI, yes. I worked for this company here, Locafy, earlier this year and last year. They're an AI company that basically takes Figma designs and ports it to workable code in different languages. So you can take your Figma design and port it to HTML, CSS, React, Vue, different languages, and it really does save a lot of time going between designer and developer.
And what's your opinion on automation?
Automation is great. if you can automate the system, do it, right? Like, that's what I believe, because a lot of times we're wasting time on systems that can be automated when we could be dedicating our time and energy to actually solving the problems that need our attention.
So there is a business leader in you. So the top business leaders in the world say that, you know, have a different opinions about AI and automation. So they say a lot of human work is going to be done by AI. So what about humans?
We always figure it out, right? There's always a need for the human element. AI is awesome. And, you know, robotics combined with AI probably will lessen some of the job market, but there's always that need for the human element just to make things connect to consumers. We're not at the space yet where people are truly comfortable buying things from robots. I don't know if you used AI agent before, but it's the AI that will send emails for you. It does a great job, but the problem is the conversion rate is so low because once people see that the AI sent it to them, they just close and delete it because it's not a person and they don't feel bad insulting it. So I think once we're able to find that medium, things could change. But yeah, I think people have a good shot at using robotics and AI to better our lives rather than feeling threatened by it.
So what do you say about advancement?
It's happening very fast. There's not too much we can do, I think, at this point to slow it or stop it. Like, it's kind of just out there and it's happening at a rapid pace. We should get with it because it's happening regardless.
So compared to last 10 years, the world is totally connected with all the countries. So what kind of a productivity we can expect in future in technology?
Yeah, I mean the fact that people are connected throughout the world now is gonna give opportunity for more than just the tech sector. It also gives the opportunity for, the clothing sector, for the entertainment sector. All of these people can now share ideas and content with each other instantly, no matter where they are in the world. So I think it's gonna be great this next coming year for business, especially in the music industry, I feel like.
And what do you say about data security?
It's a big thing that needs to be addressed, but again, like, how much can you address it if the majority of the attacks are, socially engineered and not really technically related?
So before continuing more, I just want to tell about my sponsor for this episode.
Absolutely.
So yeah, which is Start Adam. Sales and customer-facing teams often switch between various communication tools, causing time management and visibility issues that slow down deal velocity. The solution is Start Adam. With Start Adam, your team can centralize all communication within your chat tool, ensuring compliance, no more switching, waiting, or fragmented chats. Sales teams reach customers where they are building trust and relationships through constant communication. Plus, Start Adam auto summarizes conversations in your CRM, eliminating data entry and speed up deals. Join Start Adam today and start building customer relationships with centralized and compliant chat. So thank you very much again for your presence.
No problem. Thank you for having me. I enjoy it. This is dope. Let me know when it's coming out so I can share it to the X or Twitter or whatever it's called these days.
So what do you do in the internet and social media?
Nothing. I just post helpful content. I just try to help people and post my insights, but I'm not really sure why I have followers.
So you're seeing technology experts and technology professionals are being the major thing today in the society rather than politicians or film makers or film stars. So you have seen technology, I mean you have seen the world, the social world, the real world, the today virtual world is taking over, and these technology professionals are being the major and backbone for this. So what they need to put in their mind for the better technology and to use the technology in a better way for the humanity.
That would be definitely something tricky to talk about. I mean, because fame does something different to every person. So I would say just try to stay grounded. Remember why you got into this. Remember why you make technology, why you write code. If it's to make money, then hey, I can't fault you for what you do. But if you're really writing code to try to find solutions and to help people, keep that in mind no matter how big you get and apply that. And I think technology will benefit greatly from it.
So before technology, after technology, what is the difference?
There's so many. Before, the internet, there was just communication was completely different. Business was completely different. Life was completely different. Things were more personal. Granted, that's a great thing, but it did cause things to be a little bit slower as far as efficiency. Now, today, if you have a plan and you're dedicated to executing that plan, you can pretty much execute it the same day you write it if it's good enough. Things are all the tools you need to be successful are at your fingertips. It's just about utilizing them in the right way at the right time.
So how you are able to learn different technology tools that fast?
Fundamentals first. Understand the fundamentals of computer science, not just code, just the fundamentals of computer science. If you can understand those and not think about it in a language form yet, just think about the fundamentals, master those, and then apply those fundamentals to the languages you learn, taking syntax into consideration. And other than that, it should be pretty easy to pick up if you have those fundamentals down.
So what are those resources from which you learn?
For me, it was a super old 500, 600-page C++ book and Free Code Camp. Can't forget Free Code Camp and Udemy and YouTube. So those are like the biggest places where I learned how to code. But again, just start coding, right? Even if you don't know what you're doing, follow a tutorial once or twice and then try to build something. Because the best way to learn how to code is to try to build something that you have in your mind. And through Googling, even if you have to get on ChatGPT or Copilot to help guide you through it, as long as you're fundamentally sound and you know how to apply this code, you'll be great.
So different businesses that you worked for needs different applications. So those application needs different skill sets. So how you are able to match your skill set with the business requirement? The market or the industry?
You'll find that throughout the different businesses, most of them use the same kinds of technology for their business. They need authentication, they need an e-commerce store, or they need user profiles. All of these things can just be recreated. So a lot of what we do is we create these components and store them. So if we need them again later, we can just pull them back out and have them available immediately. Or make changes to them if we need to make small changes for different languages.
So how you are able to give exactly what that business needs?
That's mostly from experience and just building something for yourself. If you have a business and you need something, a web app, try to build a web app for it and see what you need as a business owner. And after doing this two or three times, you'll start to see what you need, and then you'll understand what other people need, even if they don't understand what they need quite yet. You can kind of guide them and say, okay, I see what you're doing there. This is this kind of business. This is what I would suggest for this kind of business. How do you feel? And they'll say, most of the time, they'll say, hey, I like that idea. How would we build it? And then you move forward from there and start building.
So how is interacting with business leaders who already know the technology and who don't know the technology? As a technologist, how is your communication with them?
It's interesting on both ends. I think both are kind of equal, because sometimes you get business leaders who kind of are just stuck with their stack and they're not interested in changing it. Even if there's something that works better, that's more efficient, easier, they're not interested. They say, this is the stack that I know, this is what I'm sticking with. Kind of difficult to work with them. Then you have other people who don't know anything about tech, and they'll just, you know, give you crazy ideas like, I wanted to do this, I wanted to do that, and they don't have any idea how hard it is to build what they're asking for. So there's just the balance between the both, right?
So businesses are changing, according to the technology. They are adapting to the new ways and adapting to the new type of technology. So how you are able to suggest them the new tools that you know or that are in the market?
I suggest mostly what I use. So if I use it and it helps me, then I'll suggest it. And I try to just, you know, stay up on, you know, Twitter and Medium and figuring out what's working for other people. And then if I see it's working for them, I may give it a shot and see if it works for me. And if so, then I continue to pass the knowledge on. I think that's another powerful part of, you know, building is open source and people having access to all of this data themselves and being able to just contribute their portion, and then that sparks someone else's idea who contributes their portion, and so on and so forth until we get the most efficient program possible, which almost never happens.
Do you have a college degree?
I do not, no.
But you are an expert.
I've just been doing it a long time, and that's all it really takes. Like, it's just to practice, and stay relevant within, you know, the community and communicate with people, talk to people, and try to learn as much as you can.
So how many professionals are there in you?
Say that again. Like,
how many professionals? Like, you know, a developer, a businessman.
Too many. I'm a man of many hats. There's over five. I do a lot of things. And it's mostly just based on my interests and things that I enjoy doing. But, you know, I like coding video games, even though I hardly have time to do it these days. Music and music business, another passion of mine. You know, throwing shows, like entertainment. Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot going on.
And how do you manage your time?
Things kind of just flow for me. You know, I just try to schedule what I know I'm going to do for the day. Try to have my to-do list ready, and then I just kind of let things go as they are. Because I don't really do too much other than work. So I'm just here, like, working, talking to you, or I'll be back at work in like 5 minutes.
So that's a great thing. So at last, what do you say to my audience who are listening to this from anywhere on this world?
Start coding. Get to it. What are you waiting for? Even if you don't let imposter syndrome get to you, nobody knows what they're doing. Get out there, get started, build something.
So do you have a website?
I don't have a personal website at the moment. I have like a portfolio website, but I don't even, it's just on Vercel. Like, I don't even really share it.
Okay. So usually my guests have their own business and they share with my own.
I've been working so much on other people's projects that I haven't finished anything for myself personally. I will though, one of these days.
So at last, what is your observation about my work? Have you seen any videos of mine on YouTube?
I have. I watched one earlier. I didn't know who it was, but I thought it was dope. I thought it was, you know, very insightful. It was like a guy in a suit. I forgot what you guys were talking about, but it was awesome. You know, I liked the format. That's why I came on here today, like, kind of interested and looking forward to this because this is cool. How long have you been doing this?
3 years.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, so, I'll definitely share.
So I need last observation of yours. I did master's in software engineering, also bachelor's in computer science and engineering. Right now I'm doing some DevOps engineering and software engineering, software development projects for a UK company. And apart from that, that's my full-time job. Apart from that, I'm interviewing experts like you who are already in the technology industry from a long time, from different parts of the world, trying to understand how they are solving problems and what kind of projects that they are doing and how they're learning and how they develop skills. So how me talking with people like you who are already solving different problems, involving in different projects, me talking with you people from different parts of the world, how this experience is going to add value to my job or career?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. You have the right idea. You're gathering experience from people who, like, and once you're done, you'll have over 1,000 years of experience because you've talked to so many people who have so many years of experience doing this. So what you're doing is effectively just making yourself as the best you can be as far as development. That's awesome.
I have interviewed also AWS vice president, Salesforce vice president, who are business leaders who are doing global technology business and you know, who are responsible for data centers in different parts of the world. So I try to understand the business side of the technology, not just being an engineer and working with a computer. Also, I want to talk with people how they are managing businesses and how things are being managed in the business. So I just wanted to know what you're doing and just want to tell about your work to my audience. If you are you have learned and how whatever you expressed till now, if that helps one person and if they develop their skills, that will be a great contribution from you through this show.
Thank you for having me. I definitely see you have a future in technology and business, man. Good luck.
Thank you. Can I put this video on my YouTube channel with your permission?
Absolutely. I will share it when it drops. Let me know.
Yeah, and also can I put this audio video clip on my podcast, website, internet, social media, everywhere with your permission?
Of course. Feel free to do whatever you got to do. have fun, grow the channel, and keep me in the loop.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you very much again for your presence.
Thank you, Sai. Have a good one.
Take care.
Peace. Bye.